Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice on pain management at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Listen to this. 40-year-old single female primary school teacher. I bought my home in Dublin at 28 with no financial help from parents. I was able to pay rent and save my deposit, literally from stopping buying the bits. Cutting them out really does make a difference. So yeah, the little bits all add up. Rachel Allen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brendan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And and spring is here and Easter is coming and we're thinking of lamb. Is lamb at its best at this time of the year?
It is. Well, I mean, I love it later in the year as well, but I suppose we have the start of the spring lamb from Easter weekend. So that is when it's at its most, I suppose, tender. It's quite mild in flavour. You know, it gets slightly deeper in flavour then through the summer and into the autumn.
Yeah, mutton, I would call that now, Rachel, as we get on in the year. But
well, hogget is when it's aged between 1 and 2 years. So it's lamb up until it's 1 year.
Okay,
old,
and that, so the hogget is a bit higher in flavour, is it?
It's stronger, it's deeper in flavour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we overlook lamb a bit here? I was looking there. We export the vast majority of our lamb. And like Irish lamb is fantastic, isn't it?
It really is. It's incredible. I mean, if you're driving along in the countryside, of course, all you see are, well, not all you see are sheep, but you do see sheep. And it's the one animal you see more of than others. And it really is. It's naturally free range because it's just, you know, lower maintenance apparently to farm than other animals, and I love it. It's delicious, but it's also so great with different flavors. You know, it loves spices. It loves lots of big herbs, rosemary, thyme, or mint, of course, but spices as well, because it's of course so used in Middle East and in Asia. It's just delicious.
Okay, so before we get on to the flavors, let's buy the lamb first now, right? Now,
yes.
One thing I would say. Lamb can be a bit hit and miss at times, can't it? Like, you can get two chops in the same packet and one will be kind of like woody and kind of the other will be delicious. Is there any way of telling with lamb?
Well, I suppose you want to say if it's chops, you do want to see a certain amount of fat. Lamb isn't as fatty an animal. It doesn't have as much fat as, say, you know, pork or beef has. But you do want to see a small little layer of fat anyway. That's what I would be looking out for, say, if it's chops. But then it's depending on the cut. And, you know, it is amazing. Again, for quite a small animal, the cuts and what you use them for do make such a difference, whether you're stewing it, whether you're pan frying it, cooking it quickly, roasting it at a high temperature. So I think that's really handy to know about. And a butcher, of course, is going to be the expert there. But even, you know, if it's, say, the leg of lamb, you're not going to want to slow roast a leg. You're going to want to roast it at a slightly higher temperature, maybe moderate or you know, 190. And a whole leg might take just about an hour and a quarter to cook. But okay, if it's shoulder of lamb, which is less expensive, you can cook it at a lower heat, more slowly, and that will render it really tender and succulent. So it's knowing, I think, a little bit, trying to do a bit of research on the cut of meat that you're about to buy.
What other cuts are there then? Is there a breast of lamb as well?
Yes, there is. There's the breast and then there's the flank or like the brisket, you know, which is like the belly. But
what is the breast? I don't think most people would know that.
The breast of lamb is really lovely. So it's a little bit like the belly. It's just further up. And but it's really lovely cooked. But take about, it's because there aren't huge chunks of meat on it, it's quite thin, you know, like a belly of, say, pork is, if you imagine.
Okay, yeah.
So it's only going to take about an hour and a half, 2 hours maximum to cook if you slow cook it. You can start it in a higher oven, say at about 180, and then the skin gets lovely and crispy, and then turn the oven down and cook it slowly. It's not a cut that you want to cook quickly, because any of the fattier cuts are the ones that you want to cook slowly. And then they will be more tender once they're cooked slowly. And also you're rendering out the fat. So you're melting the fat and the fat is then soaking down into the meat.
Okay, so then flavours, and I suppose at this time of the year we tend to think of a roast leg of lamb with rosemary and garlic, but as you say, all over the world, people adding different things to it. What other flavours work well with lamb?
I love cumin. I love cumin and coriander, or just cumin on its own with lamb. So say instead of your rosemary and garlic, say with your leg of lamb, for instance, or if it's a half leg as well, perfect. You could just either use ground cumin or toast and grind cumin seeds and coriander seeds as well. And then mix them with a bit of olive oil to make a paste. And then you rub that over the surface of the lamb before you roast it with salt and pepper. I love seeds, salt flakes and pepper. So good. So good.
Okay, now something a little bit more adventurous then. So you have a recipe for a tagine of lamb with medjool dates.
I sent that recipe in because I just thought, well, I love how in North Africa, in the Middle East, how lamb and Morocco, how lamb is cooked in tagine. So for that, you want something like a shoulder of lamb, preferably. But if you prefer it to be little bit, say, leaner, you can go for a leg of lamb. And then, of course, the sweet, the dried fruit works really well in a tagine. Honey, cinnamon, you quite often see there's a bit of paprika in that recipe as well. And then the dates. So good.
And do we need a tagine pot for this, Rachel?
If you make it today, it'll be even better tomorrow.
Of course, do we need a tagine pot for that?
No, just a saucepan or a casserole pot.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Saucepan. And what are we serving with the tagine?
Well, you could serve it with couscous. It's quite often served with. I mean, in Morocco, anytime I've had a tagine, it's just served with bread, with white crusty bread. But I like it with couscous.
Yeah,
as
crusty
well.
Bread, not a bad idea, yeah. Okay, second recipe is lamb shanks. And then this is one of your cuts you're saying we'd have cooked slowly with haricot beans, tomatoes and rosemary.
Lamb shanks, another slightly or less expensive cut of meat. The shank is the bottom part of the shoulder. It also can be the bottom part of the leg, but you want to buy either shoulder shanks or leg shanks, not mix the two because they'll cook slightly differently. So if they're shoulder shanks, which are the true shanks, they'll take about, as I say in the recipe, about 2.5 to 3 hours. And they're really good with tomatoes, say with herbs, like in that recipe, and beans thrown in as well. Long, slow cook. Cook it today, serve it tomorrow, even better.
And you want them kind of melting down to buttery, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah. And listen,
the meat
I don't want to use
just starting to fall off the bone.
Okay, I don't want to use the word gnarly, but the shoulder or the leg shanks, which would be less gnarly?
maybe the shoulder a bit.
Okay.
No, I mean
shoulder a bit more genteel, yeah.
You see, genteel and shank don't. Those two words
I
wouldn't really put together.
You're starting from tough, whatever. Yeah. Okay. Succulent.
Yielding.
Yeah. Okay. I think I'm going for the shoulder. Less work done by the shoulder, I reckon. Less muscle. Okay. And then a quickie, lamb chops, which are always a great standby. And you're just doing them with an olive and anchovy tapenade.
Yeah, exactly. But of course, lamb chops are just great with everything from mint sauce, some delicious, you know, tomato relish, olives, anchovies are just great with lamb as well. Another just, you know, flavor combinations that just work so, so well. So you could just, you can obviously buy, you know, tapenade, or you can just make it yourself, chopping up olives with some anchovies, as they say in the recipe, a bit of garlic, some capers can go in, olive oil, you might not need salt, and some pepper. Sometimes a bit of lemon juice is in there as well.
Okay, we'll stick up those
delicious
recipes on the website. Thank
you
very much.
Or you could just use your spices or your herbs in with the chops.
Okay. And you've got the Ballymaloe Festival of Food coming up in May, Rachel?
We do, yeah, from the 17th to the 19th. It's the inaugural Ballymaloe Festival of Food. So 3 days, brilliant, brilliant lineup. We've got Clodagh McKenna coming, we've got Matt Tebbutt. Nico Reynolds is going to be doing a pop-up. There are demos and dinners and pop-ups and great craft stands, talks and walks and kids cooking classes as well. It's going to be
excellent.
Really, really brilliant.
Okay, Rachel Allen, thanks a million.
Thank you so much, Brendan.
And that's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RT Radio app. Today's show was produced by Alan Tourney. Research was by Katrina McFadden. Stephen Higgins was the broadcast coordinator and Lee Mullen was on sound. Stay tuned for Saturday with Colm O'Mungone next. There was an amazing documentary on BBC4 last week about Micro Disney and Carl Coughlin. It was called The Story of Micro Disney, The Clock Comes Down the Stairs, but it was fantastic. I do hope RT show it sometime. One of the great Irish music stories, and actually a very, very sad documentary as well. So I'll leave you today with a bit of Micro Disney, and this is Gale Force Wynn. Talk to you tomorrow.